Tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
Good morning, dear listener. Welcome to the revolution in radio. It starts here, it starts now, and it finishes at 1 o'clock. Yes, my name is Ian Lee, and I will be doing Sunday mornings, every Sunday morning, until they sack me, which, let's be honest, could be, it could be this Sunday morning. But between 10 and 1, you'll be able to listen to me, Ian Lee, on Virgin Radio, playing, no, not records, I nearly said it, and that's because I'm an old man. I'll be playing pop songs, rock songs, dance songs, soul songs. Actually, I won't be playing anything of the sort, but I'll be playing some good music every Sunday morning, and you are very, very welcome to join me. If you want to send me abuse, as I know you might do on a Sunday, then you can tweet me at Ian Lee, IAINLEE. I don't always respond to the abuse. I know, call me strange, call me old-fashioned, call me weird, but yeah, I tend to mute the abuse. But I'll be here playing songs like this.
Every time you smile, it's a fake. pictures of everything now. I'm in the black again. Can't make it back again from everything now.
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio.
I can't get there on my own. You can't leave. eyes away. Now there's nothing in the way.
Everybody knows that it's the 50th anniversary, sort of now-ish, I don't know the exact dates, of one of the most overrated records in pop history, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which we often abbreviate to Sgt. Pepper's, by the Beatles. But here's, I think, a more interesting Beatles fact that has been completely ignored. I say completely ignored, I mean, you know, ignored quite a bit, by the mainstream media, the MSM. Did you know that this week, I think it was like the 6th, maybe the 7th of July, I don't know. What do you think I am, Wikipedia or something? No, I'm generally more accurate than that. But it is the 60th anniversary, almost to the day, that John Lennon met Sir Paul McCartney at now here's where I'm beginning to forget the facts. Wasn't it a Village Fete? Wasn't it at Wooten? I'm going to say the Wu-Tang Church Hall. Wooten Church Hall. They met 60 years ago. Let's just have a moment's silence to ponder on that fact. Beautiful. You've seen the pictures. Paul McCartney all ruddy-faced and on the back of a truck. And John Lennon also ruddy-faced and drunk on beer. And to celebrate that even, let's listen to some wonderful music inspired by the Beatles. It's George Ezra and Don't Matter Now.
Sometimes you need to be alone.
It don't matter now.
Shut the door, unplug the phone. Language they don't know. Well, I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now. Build a castle out to sand. Suitcase in your hand.
It don't matter.
Well, I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now. We'll be right back.
name, you won't be found. Now. It don't matter now. It don't matter now.
Tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This April bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel, too much is never enough. You always there to lift me up when these times get rough. I was lost, now I'm found, ever since you've been around. You're the woman that I want, so you're putting it down. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, you'll make your legs shake, you'll make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. You in essence, some kind of hidden essence to show me life is precious, and I guess it's true. But to tell the truth, I really never knew till I met you. See, I was lost and confused, twisted and used. I knew a better life existed, but thought that I missed it. My lifestyle, wow, I was living like a wild child, trapped on a short leash, parole to police files. So yo, what's happening now? I see the sun breaking down into dark clouds, and a vision of you standing out in the crowd. So come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, you'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Hey sugar mama, come and dance with me. The smartest thing you ever did was take a chance with me. Whatever tickles you fancy, girls, me and you like Sid and Nancy. So sexy, almost evil, talking about butterflies in my head. I used to think that happy endings were only in the books I read, but you made me feel alive when I was almost dead. You filled that empty space with the love I used to chase, and as far as I can see, it don't get better than this. So butterfly, here is a song, and it's sealed with a kiss and a thank you, miss. Come and dance. Come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come and dance with me.
Hey man, and lady. How you doing? This is Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio. Sunday, 10 till 1. I'm going to be honest with you. I'd forgotten that this time existed on a Sunday morning. It turns out it does. And boy, oh boy, isn't it beautiful slash painful. Coming up, Hey Ya by Outkast.
Classic tracks.
New music.
Don't try.
say's and loose and lose. Shake it, baby doll. Shake it on the floor.
Get on the floor.
Tracks.
New music.
This is Virgin Radio.
That's music. Hey, coming up in a bit, Liam Gallagher, who I met once and was very, very polite to me. He came up to me and introduced himself backstage at the Royal Albert Hall. Doesn't that sound like I lead a really busy, show-busy life? I don't at all. But yes, I was backstage at the Royal Albert Hall and Liam Gallagher came up to me and went, "All right, mate, my name's Liam." But he did it in a Manchester accent. I'm just not going to do the Manchester accent because I can't be bothered to do it. But I can do a wicked Manchester accent. Then, after that, it's REM with their song about Andy Kaufman. Now, here's the thing, guys. When you get bored a bit later on in the day, go on YouTube type in Andy Kaufman and just spend hours enlightening your mind and expanding your soul. Kaufman is the funniest person that has ever trod this earth, and hardly anybody in this country knows about him. And I just think he's an absolute genius. And REM captured the essence of his soul in their song Man on the Moon, which then became the film Man on the Moon. Or is it Man in the Moon? Man on the Moon. Man in the Moon, of course, is something completely different. But before that, as I mentioned earlier, it's a very, very close personal friend of mine. It's Liam Gallagher.
Yeah.
Songs, isn't it? That's what we're all about here, songs, and a few words that I'll be scattering in between those songs for the rest of the morning. My name is Ian Lee, and you are listening to me, won't say the name again, on Virgin Radio. Coming up, well, you know, just, I don't want to spoil the surprise for you guys, but trust me, you don't want to go anywhere unless you need a toilet break or food. I will allow you to go off and make yourself refreshments, but hurry back.
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
little. Ever since I was little, it looked like fun. If there's no coincidence, I've come. And I can die when I'm done. But maybe I'm crazy. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe we're crazy.
Tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
People say that 2016 was a bad year. Hello, this is Ian Lee, by the way. People say that 2016 was a bad year for celebrity passings, and it was. It was a terrible year for celebrity passings. But, and this is genuine, OK? I don't want anyone to think my tongue is in my cheek when I say this. I'm not. Someone who passed away this week that hasn't had the attention of David Bowie and Prince and, you know, and all those kind of people. And to people below a certain age, this name will mean nothing to you, right? But I'm a 44-year-old man, okay? And we lost grub bags this week. We lost grub bags. from the Pink Windmill show, Rod, Hull and Emu. And I know, listen, I know it, you know, Grotbags isn't the greatest. It's not like you're losing a musical genius. But I grew up watching her, and she got a paragraph in The Sun. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday this week. A paragraph. That was it. So I am dedicating the whole of the second hour to Grotbags for the wonderful work she did painting her face green and terrorising Rod Hull and indeed that flipping bird, nearly swore there, not on a Sunday, not on the day of the Lord, Emu. Grotbags, these songs are for you, and I'm going to dedicate this next one especially to you, Ocean Colour Scene.
We'll be right back.
Classic Tracks. New music.
Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? You wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Do 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 do. Oh, I want something just like this.
she lived. But I'm not the kind of person that it fits. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts. Some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss. I want something just like.
Hello, dear listener. Welcome. Good morning. Where the hell have you been for the first hour? Shame on you. Shame on you indeed. My name is Ian Lee, and I'm going to be here every Sunday morning between... It's early on a Sunday, guys. You don't expect me to speak proper, do you? No, of course not. Between 10 and 1 on Virgin Radio. Coming up, music.
Classic tracks.
New music.
Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks. New music.
Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio.
Here's the thing, I don't really know much about The Clash, but they get mentioned a lot in... I've just discovered audiobooks. When I say I've just discovered them, I don't mean like, oh, look, I've the audio... But I'm getting into audiobooks, and I listen to them on my drives around. The last one I listened to, and it's the funniest book, it's not safe for work or for people under the age of 21, is the Billy Idol autobiography, read by Billy Idol. He talks like this, and it's quite rude and explicit. But the one I'm listening to now is Elvis Costello. And here's the thing. Apart from Pump It Up and Veronica and The Secret Lemonade Drinker, I don't know anything about Elvis Costello. And I was really pleased that in the book, he dedicates about 5 minutes talking about the secret lemonade drinker, R. White's advert that his dad did. And it really was his dad doing the voice for it. In fact, Elvis Costello's voice is on it. Anyway, there is almost a point to these ramblings, and I'll get to it now. He talks about the Clash in his book. This is the Clash now. You see?
That's a link.
Thing. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out, draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stuck on it, the wheat is going thin. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning.
Virgin Radio.
Good morning, Ian Lee, Virgin Radio, Wagwan. That's my way of pretending I'm a young man. I'm not young at all. I'm really, really old. But I feel like I'm young. Do you know what I mean? Not at this time of morning on a Sunday. I do feel ancient, actually. So, but by me saying Wagwan, I'm ingratiating myself with all the 15, 16, 17-year-olds that are no doubt tuning in to Virgin Radio for the first time, excited because they read online that I was going to be doing Sunday mornings. Hey, kids, how's it hanging?
Classic tracks, new music. Virgin Radio. This is Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio. singing devil songs. I love the twisted melody. Sweeter than I wanted. I don't want you to ruin it. They had eyes like a backward sunset, a golden curve. They gave me armbands made of concrete. I have to swim, I have to swim, 'cause you were not right. A friend as good as you, who needs enemies? I guess we all make mistakes. I took a road I didn't recognize and waited for a call to help me get her stabilized. I nursed
Ian Lee, Virgin Radio, and as Biffy Clyro fades away, I read in the newspapers this week that his girlfriend isn't his girlfriend anymore, Biffy Clyro's, and she is now someone else's girlfriend. And we all know what that's like, to have a relationship end. I don't know if he ended it or she ended it. In fact, if I'm honest, I don't really know anything about the story at all. All I know is I saw a picture of him in the newspaper. I think it was in the Sun, in the Bizarre column, with a girl. And then the girl in the next picture, she was with someone else who I think had a beard. I don't know if that had anything to do with the breaking up. They may not even have what I'm going to say is, I don't know what Biffy Clyro's relationship status is at the moment, whether he's, I've got literally no idea, but on the strength of that song we just heard, he should have girls banging on his door, wanting to take him out for a Sunday roast somewhere in a nice country pub. I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio, and oh dear, this is Bon Jovi.
Classic Tracks.
New music.
Virgin Radio.
Let that music fade away. That was... I'm not even going to say who that is. Why would... Listen, you're listening to Virgin Radio. You're listening to me, Ian Lee, on Virgin Radio. I'm not going to offend you by telling you who that band was. You know who that band was. I'm not going to patronise you. When I play something a little bit obscure and perhaps even a bit obtuse, then I'll tell you the name. But I'm not going to tell you that was Oasis. I just said it. Sorry, guys, that was patronising, and that's one thing I don't want to do on this show.
Classic Tracks. Classic tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio. New music. This is Virgin Radio.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Do you see it clearer? Or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all. And you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry. For making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio. We'll be right back.
Morning, it's afternoon. I'm Ian Lee, this is Virgin Radio. There was a very funny thing I saw in the papers, newspapers. You still read those? Someone emailed, I don't know what this is, let me read this. This was an email that Annie Lennox got. You know Annie Lennox, the multi-million record-selling woman, the lady singer? She got an email from someone saying, "Hi, this is Kylie here from Radio Los Angeles. I came across your music online and really like what I heard. I'm the new music coordinator for a station that has over 100,000 unique listeners each month." Anyway, it goes on to say, "I think you've got potential. Would you be interested in us playing your music?" Sent it to Annie Lennox. Now, guys, yeah, when you're applying for jobs or reaching out to people, just do a little bit of research. She sold millions of records. She was in that band, The Eurythmics. And what's the name of the band she was in before? Now I wish I hadn't started this thought because it's going to bug me. The Tourists, that was it. And of course she had a solo record with that song.
Some things are long forgotten. Some things were never said. We were on one endless road. But I had a wandering heart. I said we were opposite lovers. You kept trying to prove me wrong. And I know that I ran you down. So you ran away with your heart. But just know that I want you.
Space to
The U2s, and they're in the middle of a tour right now, and if you like them, I really recommend going to see them. If they're not your cup of tea, probably best to stay at home.
Classic tracks,
new music.
Throwing both around.
tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
Twitter? Just wondering. I don't know if he is. I wonder how he copes. I tell you, he is on Twitter. Here's something for the 15 and 16-year-olds. David Crosby. You know David Crosby? Crosby, Stills and Nash and Young and the Birds and all of that stuff. He's one of the funniest people you can follow on Twitter. And you can ask him questions and stuff. And I once, delightfully, got caught in the middle of a conversation where I was being atted at in between David Crosby and Roger McGuinn, where they were reminiscing about taking LSD on top of an ice cream shop in 1967. And I was at it in that conversation. I don't know how that happened, but I tell you, someone who you won't be able to speak to on Twitter, Ed Sheeran, he's flounced off because people have been sending him abuse. I say flounced off. Twitter is, let's be honest, guys, let's be honest, it is the breeding ground for absolute numpties. And that's me being polite because it's the day of the Lord. I won't use foul language on a Sunday. Never, never, never indoor language. But Twitter really does brings out the worst in people, doesn't it? Doesn't it? I'm with Sheeran on this, except I'm not actually going off Twitter. So I'm, you know, kind of, I'm a semi-Sheeran.
We've come a long, long way together. celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Well, guys, I know him as Big N. Some of you might know him as Norman. And some of you guys, you Plastic fans, will probably know him as Fatboy Slim. He's going to be playing next week at Latitude. And Virgin Radio is going to be there. When I say Virgin Radio, I don't mean me. Oh, no, I wasn't invited. Not Muggins here. I'll be in a flipping radio studio while everyone's off, you know, dancing around their handbags and drinking cider. Thanks a lot, guys. Cheers.
Classic tracks.
New music.
This is Virgin Radio.
It might just be fantastic.
My first show is coming to an end, and I have to say it really has been a gas, guys. But do make sure you stay tuned to Virgin Radio. I'll tell you what's happening at 4, right? Eddie Temple Morris. Now, here's the thing. I've heard of him, and he's good. I'd never met him until this week, where I had to go in and use a studio that he'd been using. First things first, he overran by about 25 minutes. I don't like to hold a grudge, but I'm kind of holding a grudge. But when he came out, he was very, very polite. His mother would be proud. And we chatted and we you know, shared celebrity stories. Then he went on his way, probably to a record launch or a pop concert. I came into the studio, shut the doors, and I have to say, there was the most delightful scent wafting around the room. It was a hint of lavender with some patchouli oil and all kinds of wonderful fragrances and spices. So here's what I know about Eddie Temple Morris, who'll be on at 4 o'clock on Virgin Radio today. He smells blooming nice. Don't know much else about him. You'll have to make up your own mind.
Classic Tracks.
New music.
Virgin Radio.
Space. Interestingly, I was thinking about them in the week, and now we've just played them. Hey, listen, I've been Ian Lee. I'm going to be here on Virgin Radio every Sunday between 10 and 1. But coming up next, it's my old mucker, my good mate, my good buddy, John Jackson.
Classic Tracks. New music.
Virgin Radio.